till you when you just before you start flick yourself.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, well, we're about to start, so make sure you're...
Yeah, really.
You're already on mute.
Really? I don't think so.
Already on mute. Yeah.
I think it's on, right?
It's already on.
All right.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. My name is Shivam, and I work for KDAB, and I also work this summer, Google Summer of Code, in with LLVM. Working on this project, this mapping LLVM values to the corresponding source level expressions. But why? So the challenge of understanding the compiler optimizations. So compilers are basically performing different sorts of optimizations, and it's not always possible that it's gonna be optimize your code or basically vectorize. So we basically, our motivation was vectorization for the first, because we wanted to include those optimization remarks in for the vectorization part. So our motivation was vectorization. So it's not always possible. So your compiler can always vectorize your code. So there's some sort of data dependencies there. That's why your compilers cannot actually vectorize all the time. So on that cases, you have to emit a good remarks. And I'll let you know what currently Clang actually generates as a remark. So understanding why and how these optimization occurs is not always straightforward. Even the authors of vectorizer don't know what's going on if the vectorization didn't happen. So consider this example. So you can see there is a data dependencies between A of I and A of I plus 3. So this loop, Clang will not be able to vectorize this code. Okay, so see this remark that produced by the Clang, which is that loop not vectorized. You can use pragma loop distribute, so you can compiler tries to distribute the loop, and it might be able to vectorize in some sense. But just see the remarks. It's not clear that what actually